An audit of Arizona's medical marijuana program finds several inconsistencies with how the state health department manages it. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports.
The audit said the health services department sometimes used equipment and staff for different programs, yet the expense was fully borne by just the medical marijuana program. Mark Owen is with the Auditor General's office. He says that could lead to an inaccurate idea of how expensive the medical marijuana program actually is, and fixing this will help the department set the right price for medical marijuana cards.
That way you're not having either under or over charging the cardholders for the cost of the program, essentially.
The Department of Health Services did not agree that it misallocated medical marijuana fund money, but in its response to the audit, the department said it would write a more specific process for spending. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
When is a medical marijuana kitchen like a restaurant kitchen? It's a point of dispute in a new audit of Arizona's medical marijuana program. The audit came out last week, and here to break it down for us is KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Hi, Brett.
Hey.
Okay, so we're talking about edibles here, right? So this is the food products that are infused with medical marijuana. These are often made in kitchens connected to dispensaries, I understand, which are the places selling the marijuana then. So what did the audit say about how to inspect these kitchens?
The audit is calling on the Department of Health Services to do surprise inspections at these so-called infusion kitchens, just like they do for restaurants. The Auditor General's office wrote this report, and it argues that the state licenses these kitchens like they license other food establishments, and for those other places, surprise visits are the norm. And these inspections check on things like hand washing, proper temperature, sanitation, etc.
Right. This all seems simple enough, seems understandable. What's the problem?
Well, it's a pretty interesting legal question, actually. The director of the Department of Health Services, Kara Christ, told me that the medical marijuana law has specific limits on how they can inspect a dispensary. And because the kitchen is part of the dispensary, it's the rules of the dispensary that matter.
Because of the way that it's tied to the dispensary, they have to have the same single secure entrance, they use the same product, their workers are dispensary agents. And we have to cross the threshold of that dispensary, which by statute requires reasonable notice on inspections.
So the text of the act says dispensaries need reasonable notice for inspections. The law doesn't mention kitchens at all.
Okay, reasonable notice, kind of the opposite of surprise.
Exactly. But the audit says that that's not the right way to think about this. Mark Owen, he's a manager at the Auditor General's office, says the state has other powers that allow surprise inspections.
The basis, I guess, for that recommendation is not specifically coming from the act itself, but rather their regulatory authority for monitoring food establishments.
So the audit says not doing surprise food inspections puts medical marijuana patients at risk for foodborne illness.
Seems like there are sort of two different sets of rules here then. So how do you know which one takes precedence?
So I asked Christ a version of that question. I said, you know, if you did do those surprise inspections and someone were to be, you know, mad about that, the Department of Health Services would seem to have a good argument to make in court, right? Like that she's legally allowed to inspect food establishments to protect public health. But here's what she said to that hypothetical.
If we had a complaint, we would go in and inspect that kitchen. I think the issue falls, you know, what statute trumps the other? So you've got a voter-protected statute that requires, you know, a reasonable amount of notice. And then you have the statutes that give us the authority. The attorney generals right now are saying that the voter-protected statute of requiring reasonable notice does trump our overall authority.
So Chris said that the Arizona Attorney General's office is giving them this legal advice, and I asked the AG's office about it, but they said they couldn't comment because of attorney-client privilege.
Okay, so there's this other thing, though, but there's a new state law regarding food inspections as well. How does that affect things?
Well, so that new law lets the state inspect products after they're made, but the details aren't written yet, and they wouldn't kick in for over a year. So, you know, it's not clear whether that really might have anything at all to do with this kitchen thing. And I should say here that Christ said that the department doesn't know of any foodborne illnesses connected to edibles or extracts containing medical marijuana.
Okay. Oh, so what else is in this audit?
Well, Mark Owens at the auditor's office said the rest of the recommendations can largely be boiled down to asking the department for more specific processes that make things more uniform. So, for example, when they revoke a license or handle complaints, they need to have a more specific series of steps outlined so that the response is as consistent as possible across different different, you know, cases.
Okay. And the renewal period for a medical marijuana card is changing as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. The renewal period for a qualifying patient is getting longer. So if you're a medical marijuana patient and you start or renew your license on or after August 27th, your license will be valid for 2 years instead of just 1 year.
All right. That's KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Brett, thanks so much.
You're welcome.